Flirted with the communist promise in the 1930s, Oppenheimer had no illusions about its reality in 1953. Like Frank, he had been attracted in those years by the vision and rhetoric of social justice promoted by the American Communist Party. Integrating public swimming pools in Pasadena, arguing for better working conditions for farm laborers, organizing a teachers' union, these were all intellectually and emotionally liberating experiences. But much had changed. Now, in pleading for a different brave new world, he was reconstituting on an intellectual level the deepest instincts and the highest values he had been committed to as a young man. His call for an open society was, to be sure, connected to his concerns about the dangerous and stultifying effects of secrecy on American society. But it was also connected to the cause of social justice in America, a goal he had worked for before Hiroshima, before Los Alamos, and before Pearl Harbor. Communism's role in America had changed. Robert's role as a responsible American citizen had changed. But his deepest values were unaltered. The open society, the unrestricted access to knowledge, the unplanned and uninhibited association of men for its furtherance, he said in one of his Reith lectures, these are what may make a vast, complex, ever-growing, ever-changing, ever more specialized and expert technological world nevertheless a world of human community.